The Carolina Panthers are sending Deontay Johnson to the Baltimore Ravens. So Kansas City goes out, gets an edge rusher, and D-Hop. Baltimore says, okay, we'll play that game. We'll go get a better receiver, Deontay Johnson.
And now Mahomes looking right. Now the back of the end zone, caught! DeAndre Hopkins, welcome to the Chiefs' kingdom! Your first kingdom touchdown!
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs' offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans, because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
And they give it off. Kareem Hunt lowers the shoulder and takes a Texan right into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Am I giving Houston a chance? Of course.
Chiefs look to the triangle side out route. It is caught. Touchdown. Left front pylon. Xavier Worthy is having a game.
I definitely see this O-line. It definitely has its leap holes, and it definitely has its their struggles. But, you know, I feel like that we can take advantage of that. You know, we got an elite D-line. You know, I feel like Pat's a little banged up, so I don't know if he's going to play or not. But I hope he's mobile enough, because we coming in Arrowhead.
You guys plan to get after that?
Yeah, for sure. Pat better make a good decision. I ain't making no threats. I'm making promises.
Mahomes on the far hash in the pocket, stepping up and trying to squeeze through, stays on his feet. 10, 5, Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City on that bad ankle, stepping through the pocket, running all the way to the sweet nectar of the end zone.
There's that Mac Morey open right there for you. Shout out Mac Morey. Shout out Mac Morey and Drew Nixon, 9 to noon on Saturday. They get y'all geared up for the game.
Pumped. You're going to get lubed up for the game?
Yeah, I'm going to be lathered up, baby. We're going to talk to all you guys, too.
That's right.
Are you going to have your shirt on during that broadcast?
No promises.
Are you going to be like a Houston Texan player and turn the air conditioning off on the plane so everybody's cold or whatever it is when you get there? They're having a send-off party at the airport today for their team. I'm not kidding. It's like high school. Like
over under 27 and a half people.
Oh, definitely under. I think about 3 people are going to show up to that. They're going to tie like beer cans on the back of the plane, like just married.
I would love that.
Well, they're headed to Cancun soon, so that makes sense.
That is true. Yeah. One final weekend of work, mm-hmm. and then it's on to Cancun, baby.
I wish I was going to Cancun. Hopefully, I'm going to New Orleans.
No, you don't want to go to Cancun. That means you lost in the playoffs.
No, I'm saying personally, me.
Oh, personally, yeah. Take a trip.
That's true.
I want a Miami Vice and a swim-up bar and a sunburn in February. But hopefully, we go to New Orleans, because that'd be even better.
Ooh.
I'd rather go to New Orleans in February than Cancun, if you know what I mean. Get to the script. That's what we do on Friday. It's presented by Foaling.
Mac, your name is first in bold, so that means you can go. So fool around and find out. 435 in State Line. Reserve your lane at foolingkc.com. Do it, do it, do it, do it. You're going to have the best time of your life. I promise you that.
Do it.
It is fun. And you're right, Bob. Underhand is the way to go.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Here's my script. We've talked about this moment for weeks. The unleashing of the best offense in the NFL. It's about to happen. No one has seen this Chiefs team yet. Even the Houston Texans, things are going to look efficient, they're going to look smooth, and for the first time all year, they're going to look explosive. At least 8 Chiefs will have a catch in this game. D-Hop, Hollywood, Travis, Noah Gray, Xavier, Juju, P. Ryan, and Hunt are all good for at least one. There could be more. Jalen Watson makes this defense the official best unit in the league. It already was, but now all those naysayers, they can't naysay anymore, because Jalen Watson's about to lock down Nico Collins. He's about to lock down Bobby Trees, about to lock down Dalton Schultz. No matter who they put in front of him and Trent McDuffie, it's going to be straps. Arrowhead will be way too much for this young team. I'm excited about the future of the Texans, but it's not tomorrow. It's not Saturday. Chiefs will win 31-17.
You said Elway was going to be at the game. A lot of naysayers are going to be there. He's not going to the game, is he?
Who'd they say is banging the drum on Saturday?
Isn't it Dustin Colquitt?
That's right. Yep.
Oh, is Dustin banging the drum?
I think so.
Call Dustin up right now. Get him on the show.
Okay.
I'll give you his number. Call Dustin. See if he wants to come on and talk about beating the drum. All right. My turn. Actually, Dusty, you go first.
What? Your name's second in bold.
I know, but you go first.
Okay. It's that time again, Kansas City. You know what time it is. The real season starts. Mahomes is a freak in this round. You don't need me to give you his numbers. They've been tweeted about all week. You know what the divisional round numbers are. The guy mentioned it before. The guy has mentioned it before. Bob will as well. The big game for he and Kelce will happen. I think he had his biggest game. I think he will have his biggest game from Hopkins as well. This is a revenge type of game. This is the playoffs. The last time he played in the divisional round against the Chiefs, it wasn't so pretty for DeAndre Hopkins. He'll have a big game. It's against his former team. As Mac had mentioned earlier, Watson being back in the secondary is massive, and Watson, I think that makes us all happy because we will see a Trent McDuffie sack.
Woo.
You will see McDuffie get pressure on C.J. Stroud. He does not miss when he shoots. I think Chris Jones, number 95, has a big sack and or a big batted ball in a moment as well, as we've seen in the playoffs. 11 batted balls for Chris Jones in his career in the playoffs. Another freak when this time of the season starts. Also, I think Stroud gets shook in the third quarter about midway and gets a nice welcome to the home of the Kansas City Chiefs crowd in the playoffs, with the crowd rocking, the temperature being frigid, and the wind roaring. I think Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, and Xavier Worthy all will score a touchdown in this game. Chiefs move on to the Arrowhead Invitational, and they will play the Buffalo Bills. And the Chiefs will win this game against the Houston Texans 31-14.
All right, this is what we've been waiting for since July. The Chiefs are healthy, they're hungry, and that spells disaster for everyone that has to play against them. The Chiefs will be explosive. If the national fans didn't know who Xavier Worthy was before Saturday, they're going to know who Xavier Worthy is after Saturday, because he's going to have a day. He's going to have a rushing touchdown. He's going to have a receiving touchdown. Travis Kelce will have over 70 yards for the 14th consecutive playoff game. Did you know he's had 13 consecutive playoff games with 70 or more yards, an NFL record? He continues to add to that with his 14th. He scores two touchdowns as well. The defense asserts its dominance. Grab three sacks of C.J. Stroud. Watson picks up an INT, and the Chiefs win 35-0.
Watson, yes!
No doubt about it. That is the script brought to you by Folding. Fold around and find out. Your buddy, right on cue, Dustin Colquitt.
Dustin!
Welcome to the show, Mr. Colquitt.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Driving in from the Ozarks right now.
All right. Well, be careful out there. Don't stop at any Dollar Generals. Tell Tammy we said hi. And you're banging the drum this weekend, huh?
Yes, sir. I can't wait. I've been watching videos. Make sure I don't mess it up. Everybody's telling me this guy's a big drum. They want to hear a bass drum, like a big bass.
So
a big bass drum.
So what's your technique to hitting the drum?
I think I'll be pretty... I don't think I'm going to be conservative on this. I'll be pretty liberal. Rob Riggle did a really nice job. That's kind of the path I'm going to follow. I don't know about all the screaming, but I think he just got taken over by the people in that building and the smell of the barbecue. And they brought it up from the field where Tony DiPardo used to be, and now it's up top and starts the game, so I got to bring some energy.
You do, man. What do you think of this team going 15-2 during the regular season, three-peat, all that kind of stuff? What's your take watching from the Ozarks or Nashville, wherever you're watching these days?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch these guys just win in every possible way, whether that's a backup field goal kicker boinking one off the uprights. You know, the script. I heard you say script as I was coming on, and man, some of these scripts that I'm watching them win, it's been amazing to watch.
Dustin, I want to bring this up real quick, and then we'll let you get on with your day. One, I hope you break the damn stick banging the drum. If you do that, I'll just absolutely just bow down to the TV. Two, you're a punter. This game's cold. It's windy. How much of a disadvantage is that weather for punters in this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I remember playing in the AFC Championship games at, you know, in the negatives, and the ball just doesn't compress. You gotta give a little extra today. But, you know, the good thing about Matt is he gets a lot of practice on our practice fields, which never is not windy. So I think he's going to be ready. I got to go to practice, I think, two Fridays ago and kick around a little bit, see all my old buddies that are still there. So he's planting good in practice, and I expect the same in the game from him.
All right, Dustin, we'll have fun on Saturday at the game. If you want to stop by the tailgate, let me know. I got some whiskey waiting for you to get you all lubed up for that drum banging.
Hey, if I get some brown water in my system, that drum's going down.
We can work on that.
No doubt about it. Take care, man. Have
fun. See you Saturday.
Enjoy the moment.
All right, guys. See you soon.
Dustin Colquitt banging the drum on Saturday. That's got to be so just
awesome.
They asked me to do it. I turned them down.
I said, no. Nah. Yeah, that's fair.
They said at the new stadium, it'll be the first. I said, thanks.
What do you think Bob would do? Bang the drum or eat a Vegemite sandwich?
Bang the drum. Yeah.
By the way, great song by Chris Ledoux and John Bon Jovi called Bang a Drum. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Great song. Coming up on the other side, we will get into some more audio that, well, just doesn't make sense. Plus, we'll get to our cover, too. You want to join in on that on Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Whoever thought he'd do a collab with Bon Jovi, that's a fantastic song. Bang a drum, that's what Dustin Colquitt's going to do on Saturday for the Kansas City Chiefs. Somebody said on the text line, I got to get my number 2 Colquitt jersey out to wear this weekend.
They got
to
do it.
Hell yeah.
I mean, if you got one, that's the one game to do it at. I think it will be interesting because Tommy Townsend, former Chiefs player, comes back to Kansas City. He knows how to punt in these conditions. Matt Araiza was in Buffalo, now in Kansas City. He knows how to punt in these conditions. Tommy Townsend has the league highest,
hang time?
Hang time, 4.6. That's forever.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Over under 3.5 punts in this game.
Over.
Yeah.
Think over.
But total.
Combined.
Two punts
total.
On each side?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think that's about
hopefully zero
right.
By the Chiefs.
Yeah, hopefully not. Yes, hopefully exactly. We score on every possession right now, right? Yeah.
And of course, for the 8-1-6, that song is terrible. go back and listen to your Billie Eilish. Nothing wrong with her, just different genres, obviously. So we do this every year, thanks to the Twitter following of Chiefs Receipts, because they've given us a lot of help with this, because they are very good at what they do. They just sit there and, you know, do what all of us do.
You wait for the Mitch and I monitor this account, yeah, right?
And shout out to them, because they they find all these asinine takes that these people have. And of course,
they're all from Emmanuel Acho.
Yeah, which, I mean, I feel like his name's going to come up a little bit later in the show around 9 o'clock. But he did say this, and I don't think it's really relevant.
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans, because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
Make this make sense.
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans, because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
Just shut up.
I mean, that's that guy's on national television.
Well, yeah.
Allegedly, right?
No, he is. He's on at 4 o'clock every day on FS1.
Who's watching that?
Not me.
I mean, come on.
That's when I stopped watching that program.
I mean, that guy's embarrassing. It really is. I mean, like, that's a guy who allegedly played in the NFL and played in college football. He has the worst takes of any former athlete out there today. The Texans should be used to Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Was that's the same video where Shady's like, what? Oh, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Like he fell off the set listening to this guy.
Every time I hear that take, I just literally feel.
No.
That's every time I hear that take. I don't understand. Like they should be scared. Look, last week, the Houston Texans played Justin Herbert. And we know what his narrative is now. We talk about legacies with all these other guys. Herbert's legacy now is, what did Mitch say? He's 40-41, has 0 playoff wins. CJ Stroud's been in the league 2 years, has 2 playoff wins.
That's right.
Right? Like, that's where a lot of people get their career, you know, under the microscope is, okay, yeah, they're good in the regular season. Can they do it in the postseason?
You got to win in the playoffs.
Justin Herbert fell apart against that Houston defense. Patrick Mahomes, the last time he played this defense, had one ankle and still ran all over them. Literally ran all over them. And not only that, Mahomes is 15-3 in the playoffs. He's never lost in a divisional round. He's 6-0, and his numbers are egregiously amazing. And yet you're going to say he should be scared?
I don't understand that comment at all.
The narrative should be like the Houston Texans defensive front should be afraid of Mahomes because the last time they played him, he had one ankle and he torched him.
I mean, you haven't heard from that Taylor Settle or whatever that guy's name was?
Tim
Settle.
I love that. He's smart.
Smart. Okay, I screwed up that last time. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, and I'm not going to give these guys any
vocal around and find out, brother.
But then you got Emmanuel Acho out here saying that the Texans are used to Mahomes. I don't know what that means. And you're right about the C.J. Stroud stuff. versus, you know, Justin Herbert. You got to win in the playoffs. That's when it matters most. And Justin Herbert has collapsed miserably in two playoff games now. The two playoff games he's been in, Justin Herbert has melted down and shriveled like the Wicked Witch of the West. And so he doesn't have, to me, the ability to get it done. I'm not a Justin Herbert believer. But for anybody to sit there and say, you know, the Texans have an advantage because they're used to Mahomes, it's arguably the dumbest comment I've ever heard. And I've made some dumb comments in my life, right? Like, but that's dumb. That's a bad comment to make.
You can't even say Houston Texans.
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
Advantage Texans. Can you just cut that part? Advantage Texans because they got used to Mahomes. You know, the AFC West has gotten used to Mahomes, right? How have they done? Emmanuel.
Gotten used to losing.
Right. Josh Allen has gotten used to Mahomes. How's he done in the playoffs? Emmanuel. How many coaches has Patrick Mahomes gotten fired from the Raiders alone?
They're used to it, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, well, I mean, Del Rio, the other guy, the lasagna guy that was there for a hot minute. You got the other guy that got fired. Like, I think Mahomes has probably single-handedly got four Raider coaches fired.
No.
That's right.
But they're used to him. How many Charger coaches have there been since Patrick Mahomes has taken over?
The Texans are used to Mahomes.
I've never heard anything so ignorantly stupid in my entire life.
I cannot wait for Monday. If all goes the way we think it will and goes to plan, I cannot wait until Monday.
The Texans are used to Mahomes.
That's right.
Yep. Chiefs should be concerned about this game. Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
The AFC West plays Patrick Mahomes twice a year. He's either 6-0 or 5-1 against them every year. And the only reason he's going 5-1 against them is because they benched everybody. He didn't play.
Somebody said LeSean McCoy turned his back when that statement was said.
Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
I mean, you talk about like dumb comments and stupid things said. Like this is the leader in the clubhouse for the one seat of dumb commentary for the year.
There was a new coach hire, by the way, and the former NFL coach, Jack Del Rio, was named the coach of the Paris Musketeers of the European Football League.
Congratulations.
There you go, Mac. I told you there's a coach that got hired.
I was on the edge of my seat.
I know, man. You didn't
Jack
know
of the
gonna,
River.
You didn't know it was going to be another one of those. Speaking of that show that Emmanuel Acho was on, Paul Pierce said this: if the Chiefs lose to the Texans, I live 15 miles away from here. I'm walking to work.
Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
I don't think I've ever heard anything so dumb.
Somebody says this is multiple times this has been brought up. What is that crazy Max sounder? LOL, my God. Ha 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 ha. Bob describes Campbell's soup yesterday, and Mac just secretly cut it back there. I never know what he's doing back there.
Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
That's right. Cover two time here on Fesco and Dusty. And the cover two is brought to you by Low and Slow, the first ever smoked barbecue potato chip and cheese puff, now available in Kansas City at Price Choppers and Hy-Vee in Kansas City. Cover two. Bob, why don't you go first?
All right.
Yeah.
Couple of things I'll be watching over the weekend. Back.
Yeah, get him, man.
You got me.
You ought to see the other guy.
Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
Can there be a camera on this guy that we can just watch during the game? Yes. Odds he even watches the game.
He'll be too busy.
Odds that he's even watched football.
He might be at Joy Taylor's house. It's in the news.
I know it is. I don't know what you want me to say.
Advantage Nothing. Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
That's so dumb. So dumb. For me, I'm going to watch Dallas this weekend because this is the time of year where Jerry's not in the playoffs. He's not relevant, but will make himself relevant. And I think it's the
You're
most
still on this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the most intriguing storyline in the NFL right now, Deion to Dallas. And it will be the storyline that every pregame show, every weekend, everybody's talking about because it is so compelling.
You think Glazer reports on it on Fox on Saturday?
If he has something, he will. He won't be one of those insiders that just makes something up just to have a presence. But right. If he has something, he will. Glazer's the best because he doesn't care about the spotlight and doesn't care about the look at me, like most of the insiders do. He just drops news and walks away.
I bet he uses the palm.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
If I was bald, I would.
Yeah, why not? So I think that's going to be the number one story. And the other one is, how are they going to cover this Bills-Ravens game on CBS? Because I know they're going to tell us this is the real AFC championship game. This is the matchup that everybody wants to see. And they're totally going to forget that the winner has to go on and play Patrick Mahomes the next week at Arrowhead Stadium. So the hype surrounding that Bills-Ravens game, I think, is going to be almost to an AFC championship Super Bowl type level for CBS. And I also think everybody's going to fall all over themselves to talk about the Dallas Cowboys this weekend, and it will be brought up all weekend long because it is the biggest, most compelling story right now in the NFL. Deion Sanders coaching the Cowboys, that is a huge story.
It's nuts. You want me to go, Dusty?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. First off, can the Rams do this? Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, legacy stuff, big time here. I mean, if they make this run, win this game, then go to the Super Bowl after the NFC Championship, and he would have to probably take on Detroit and the Lions. You know, Matthew Stafford facing his former team. I mean, a massive legacy run. Matthew Stafford, if he won the Super Bowl this year with this sort of gauntlet, with this sort of run, would become a top 10 quarterback of all time. That's what's on the line for Matthew Stafford. And then Jaden Daniels, you know, brought up the Detroit Lions, those Commanders, everyone's counting them out. Does Jaden Daniels have any juice? You know, sometimes when we're watching something in special in sports, we don't know until it's happening. Jaden Daniels could be that sort of special. It seems like he has a last 5 minute gene. He's done it several times. I've lost a lot of money to Jaden Daniels. I'm not going to bet against him this weekend, even though I don't think they'll win. That's my cover too.
I heard somebody or saw something on X, formerly Twitter, yesterday saying that they think Jaden Daniels is already the best quarterback in the NFC.
I mean,
who's his competition?
That's what I'm saying.
I'll wait. I'm asking.
Goff and Stafford. Jalen Hurts.
But Goff and Stafford are like at the ends of their career. Jaden Daniels just beginning his career, right?
Yes, I agree.
So you think he's the best quarterback in the NFC?
I think it's got to be a conversation because, I mean, I'm a Jordan Love guy, but this year wasn't it for him.
Mm-mm. Setback.
Big setback.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think he's the best quarterback in the NFC?
Stafford?
No, Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. Over.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's
no,
fair.
No. Stafford, for sure.
Stay focused, Dusty.
I know. No, Stafford. I mean, Jaden Daniels has a chance to do it, though, like you had said. I mean,
what if he wins this weekend?
If he wins this
then
weekend.
Then he catapults, man.
It's huge.
They might put him over CJ Stroud. I'm dead serious. Exactly. About that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I might.
I mean,
oh, if you go into Detroit and win this game
as a 9.5 point dog
and CJ Stroud loses, which is no knock. He lost to the Chiefs at home.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, yeah,
you'd also have to think he'd be the first rookie in NFL history to go win-win on the road in the playoffs.
He would be.
That's massive, dude. He'd be the rookie of the year, coming off a Heisman Trophy, two wins, going to the NFC Championship game. I mean, I say this because I mean this. There will be people who be like, is this the next Mahomes?
Oh, no question.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm just saying that will be.
I mean, Emmanuel Acho has a platform.
Because then we might get an NFC East, NFC Championship game.
Oh, yes.
Did you imagine that?
Philly, Washington.
Then you really would see Jerry get real rowdy in Philly and Washington are playing NFC Championship game. All right, my cover two, it's pretty easy and simple. You guys are probably doing the same thing, especially the text line and the listeners. Outside of Kansas City, Houston, it's Lamar versus Allen. And the way I bring this up is which MVP is going to show up in this game? This is where your legacy is made. In games like these, where you've had seasons like this, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, you know what this game means. It means, are you better than that guy, and can you then go beat the guy? And that's what this game means for them. And then, of course, I'm looking at Philly versus the Rams. Why? Hello, fellas. Mm. Snow game.
I heard it could be rain, too. Like, it's going to be a mess.
Rain mixed with snow.
7-3
final. Snow could accumulate during the game. And here's the interesting stat that I found over the last couple days. Matthew Stafford in the rain/snow. 1-8 record, 54.6 completion percentage, 14 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 76% passer rating.
Think about that for a second. 1-8, you said, right?
1-8.
So how many years has Matthew Stafford played in the NFL?
My guess is 10.
Probably more, right? Yeah. And he's only played 9 games in the rain.
A lot of times in Detroit.
I know. That's
and
what I'm saying. This guy's he's a dome 15. Guy. He's played 15 years.
09 to now.
And so he hasn't even played like one game a year in the elements. So it does factor in. If you don't know how to handle it, yeah.
Right. So I look at that as well because, you know, it's a snow game. Matty Staff ain't that good in the cold/rain or if there's precipitation. Can McVay and Stafford make clowns out of Sirianni and Hurts? Last week's game, Jalen Hurts was not that great. There was, you know, you want to talk rust and rest for the Chiefs. There was a lot of rust on Jalen Hurts. Obviously, coming out of the concussion protocol is tough. But again, You had a guy reading a book. You had a guy trying to just make it out there in advance against a team that they were better than, the Packers. They didn't have a fumble. The Philadelphia Eagles were given a possession to start the game and, you know, didn't really put the game away. They would kind of just were given the game from the Packers. Agreed. Now you play Stafford. Now you play McVay, the second best head coach quarterback combination in the NFL outside of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Can they overcome the elements of the weather in Philadelphia? And can they take advantage of Jalen Hurts, who looks a little shook, a little off, and Sirianni? Look, man, everybody thinks that you do a good job coaching these players. Outside of Philadelphia, we don't think you do a great job. This is a big game for Philadelphia, an even bigger game for the Rams. And again, Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, 5-1, I think is the record now in the playoffs. Can they go into Philadelphia and upset them and play in these conditions that I'm looking forward to watching on Sunday afternoon? And then you obviously get the other one, which is the Lamar versus Allen. That's my cover too.
Yeah, I think the Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni versus Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford is an interesting one, because as you were talking about that, I was kind of visualizing it like, you know, you do at times and thinking more about it. Why aren't the Rams the overwhelming favorite when they have clearly by far, and it's not even close, the better quarterback coach combination? I know Philly's got a great defense that they inherited from Georgia when they went out of business. So like they've done a really nice job there, and they are at home. I get that. But it does come down to head coach, and it does come down to quarterback. And the Rams, in my opinion, blow the Eagles out of the water, especially at head coach. I think I'm more of a Jalen Hurts apologist than a lot of people are. I really like Jalen Hurts. I think he gets a bad rap. And then also the other factors you mentioned, you said you have a guy reading a book, and that made me laugh, but also made me think about, like, that wouldn't happen here in Kansas City, right? Like, that's a major problem that they tried to cover up. This guy, in the midst of a game where your team is winning a playoff game or getting ready to, you know, go to the playoffs and do their thing, you're sitting on the sidelines reading a book in the middle of a game, basically to send a message that, well, if you're not going to use me, I'm just going to sit here and do something else. You're going to the NFC divisional round of the playoffs, and you're still copping a toot on the sidelines? Like, A.J. Brown, how about you go kick rocks, man?
I haven't heard copping a toot in a long time.
If I've ever heard
that's like a 90s reference.
It is, yeah.
You copping a toot? No. Sure sounds like it.
But, I mean, that's what, like, this guy's sitting here reading a book on the sidelines. That's been the topic all week. Like,
you could parlay that with cruising for a bruising.
I could do that, too, yeah. You're cruising for a bruising.
For copping that toot.
That's right. But seriously, like, this guy's reading a book. That's a problem.
Huge problem.
I think the Rams do win this game.
I'm feeling that too.
I mean, 6-point dogs.
Yeah.
You get the 3 for the home, and I understand the way, like, but.
And I don't know if that line's changed. I can look because the weather report's been
out now. I think people are sleeping a little bit on the Rams. Eagles, 27, Rams, 3. But no,
exactly.
Right,
exactly.
I just feel like people are sleeping on the Rams right now. They play on the West Coast. They're kind of a forgotten team. They don't have much of a fan base. They had a neutral site Monday night game. They were injured all year and didn't get really full strength until now.
On defense, too, which people forget.
Yes. And there's nothing like, their uniforms aren't great. It's not like they're this historic team. Like, I think people are forgetting about the Los Angeles Rams right now. That's just my take. Again, Philly 27, Rams 3.
Yeah. Chiefs -8.5, Detroit -8.5, Philly -6, and Baltimore -1.5. All the favorites win this weekend?
No. No, because I think the Rams win.
So that's your dog?
One of the Rams or Bills will win. One of those two.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
I'm not ready to pick the Baltimore Buffalo. I'm just not.
I know.
I don't have a feel either way. I don't know what I want to happen.
Like I said, I'm less, like, I'm not scared as a Chiefs fan of it, but I respect Josh Allen more. But I respect the Ravens as a team more. I think they are a better team. So I don't know. I'm in between. I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah, it's a hard one to pick. It really is. I wanted to bring something back up that we talked to Mitch about at the end of his interview, and that was like Trent McDuffie appearing in this graphic yesterday with the three superstars of this organization. I think you need to look into that more so. That wasn't accidentally put out there. They didn't just pick Trent McDuffie to be part of Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and Andy Reid. And if you haven't seen the graphic yet on X, formerly Twitter, on the Chiefs account, it's this graphic like getting ready for the playoffs or whatever it is. And it's Andy Reid and the three superstars, and Trent McDuffie's in on that. And I was just looking up at NFL Network, and they had like a cartoon of Trent McDuffie in like a muscle suit, you know, like in a cape and whatnot. I still think people forget and don't understand how important and how good Trent McDuffie is. I think that's the guy that has so much to gain this postseason because he finally got that first interception. But now he's got that first interception. He's got a little buzz going into the playoffs. I think if he goes out there and has a good playoff, he's going to be the guy that a lot of people are talking about that they didn't know existed until this postseason started. And I do believe that the Kansas City Chiefs believe that he's the next guy that's going to get that big-time contract and be part of the next wave, if you will. Because eventually Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, those guys are going to age out. Who's going to be that next wave of winners and guys that you can put up there as that main four? Trent McDuffie has got that belief by this organization, and they are in love with Trent McDuffie almost as much as they are in love with Patrick Mahomes.
I'll ask you guys this from the text line, because they say dome teams don't do well in the playoffs. Which dome team looks more shook in the environment, Houston or L.A.?
Oh, Houston, because I think L.A.'s got the experience. They got an experienced head coach. They've been there. They got an experienced quarterback of 15 years.
In the environment, though, being a dome team?
Yeah, no, I think L.A. does, yeah. They do, because I think there's just, I mean, not that I'm discounting Houston and D'Amico Ryans, because I've loved him from the day he was hired, but they're still kind of young. You know, they're still kind of a young team. They got veterans out there in L.A.
And they're coming to Arrowhead. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Coming up at 9:17, we'll have Rob Breton of The Drive join us. He's got a couple of things that he wants to bring up with this Chiefs team and this dynasty as well. As you can meet him today at 11:30, as well as his co-host Carrington Harrison. They'll be dropping off playoff t-shirts thanks to our friends at DM Law. You know Mike's got this. 11:30 today at the station. Coming up on the other side, though, Bob Uecker passed away. We want to give him some more respects and see what he kind of means in my life and Bob's life. Not really, I don't know, Mac, but you kind of get more information about him. But we'll talk about Bob Uecker's passing, because he was an icon in the sport of baseball, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, baby.
I love it, because every time around the end of the year, it'll always say, like, your most looped songs on your Apple playlist, and this is one of them.
This,
like,
is always one of them,
I'm like,
yeah.
I didn't listen to this song. Oh, yeah, I did in January and February, of course.
Yep.
Big game Saturday, 3:30. Mac and Drew will be on from 9 until noon. They'll have all of us on to give some score predictions. So remember yours. I mean, Bob, yours is pretty easy to remember. Also, remember this from the 913. L.A. is not a dome. Sorry.
Yeah, they're correct about that. It basically is a dome, right?
Closed stadium.
Yeah.
Enclosed stadium, or whatever they call it, because there's air flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like in Minnesota, not a dome. SoFi, not a dome. I'm sorry.
No, Minnesota's a dome.
It is a dome?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Fair enough. Rob Brenton in about 30 minutes here on Fesco and Dusty. Before we get to that, a legend passed away, Bob Uecker.
Yeah, that's really sad, man.
I think it's interesting because we always say that this show can be relatable because you have a guy in their 20s, a guy in their 30s, a guy in their 40s, and you know Bob Uecker as the, you know, play-by-play baseball announcer.
I know Bob Uecker, honest to God, more from being on Mr. Belvedere than anything else, you know?
And I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, that's an 80s sitcom, and he was the father of a family that had a butler, basically. And so that was my first kind of, you know, who's Bob Uecker? And then I went from there and kind of had the butterfly effect. Oh, this guy played baseball. Oh, this guy's an announcer. Oh, this guy's the Miller Lite commercial. Like, he was everything in life.
And see, for me, I thought Bob Uecker, this is dead-ass serious, I thought Bob Uecker was just an actor in a movie. I never knew he was really a real play-by-play baseball guy.
And you know him from Major League.
I just know him from just a bit outside. Ball 6. Ball 12.
Yeah.
You know,
ball
8. I just knew him as that. And
the worst part about it is when you watch Major League, that's how you think he sounds on a real radio broadcast. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't sound anything like that.
And it's funny because I was just like, oh, this guy's hilarious. And then as I got older in life, and I think I watched it one time, like accidentally, just like was on TV and my dad was sitting there. I was like, oh, this guy's so great. He's like, you do know he's like the voice for the Brewers. And I was like, oh, he actually does real baseball. He's like, Yes, he's not just an actor. I'm like, sorry, Dad. Like, I didn't know that. I thought he was just the guy for a major league.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's one of those guys that I think when we watch sports or we hear sports, like, there's a lot of people, like, Mac's entire life has been Mitch Holtis. And I see you guys that video last night of, like, Harlan and the Chiefs Oiler game in that divisional round, and it was, like, Marty, and there's all these quotes in there that make you, like, okay, I can't go to sleep now. Thanks for sending that at 9 p.m., Dusty.
And that guy, you both should follow that guy whose tweet you said he's, like, an NFL historian and puts out videos all day long of old stuff that's timely. It's wonderful.
If you watch that video, it'll be the best 4 minutes today of your life. Unless today is your Tuesday.
That's right.
But
it'll be the best minute of your life.
And I think it's kind of, you know, you said he died of lung cancer, age of 90, RIP to the great Bob Uecker. It's kind of unfortunate that his last call was the way it went because it's so sad, but it's also like the love that he had for doing this game and having the passion behind it is what let him do this so long, and the fact that he was pretty damn good at it. But this was Bob Uecker's last call ever in a baseball game.
Well, New York, down, they did it. And the crew will have it end here tonight.
Really a crushing end to what was a fabulous season for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm telling you, that one had some sting on it. Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you in part by...
Somebody. Yep. I will say this. That game, he did get a really, really good game to finish his career.
Hell of a game,
if you remember that game, that was the one where it was like the Mets were down, and then all of a sudden they hit the home runs, and Pete Alonso does his thing and becomes a legend until he's not.
Until he's not. Yeah, that lasted like 2 seconds that he was the legend. But, you hear that call, and you're not thinking anything about it, right? And then I was reading a tweet this morning from Channel 6 in Milwaukee, and they were interviewing his broadcast partner, and he said at the end of the game, he took his headset off and started crying like a baby because he knew it was going to be Bob, most likely Bob's last game as the announcer for the Brewers because he was battling acute lung cancer, whatever that means. Lung cancer to me,
small,
right?
Small, is that acute?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's any different than normal lung cancer.
Like, I don't want to be obtuse about it.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, that's why I'm like, it's lung cancer to me. Yeah. Like, you're battling cancer, right? And he had the feeling that it would probably be his last game, but Bob never told anybody that he was battling.
I'm so happy with the way people are doing these now.
You know, he never told anybody that he was dealing with this and battling this and whatnot. And it was really moving, quite honestly, to hear the announcer say when it was over, I took my headset off and I cried like I've never cried before because I kind of knew this was going to be the last time.
Yeah,
and that
knew.
Stinks, man.
Yeah. I mean, it is tough. I mean, because like, Royals baseball will just forever and always be Denny Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
It has been.
Right.
And so like he's kind of in that reign of like where you hear a guy, you relate to this. Like I hear Mitch, I think Chiefs. I hear Denny, I think Royals.
Mm-hmm.
I hear Bob Davis, I think Kansas Jayhawks.
Right.
I hear Wyatt Thompson, K-State, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So it is crazy. You don't see a lot of this anymore, right? Like you have guys that do it and then move on, or you have guys that just, you know, do it and then do a different sport, or they go to a major network and they do, you know, other reporting. And, you know, we can even go back because we were talking about the Sunday night baseball schedule that got released. The thing that I don't like today is that when I grew up watching Sunday night baseball, when baseball was really relevant, right, before all that stuff broke out, I love so much hearing Joe Morgan and John Miller and Joe Morgan every Sunday night.
So good.
It was like that was just
listen to the Giants games on the radio. You can hear John Miller, and he is so good at what he does.
And Joe was great. Their chemistry was great. And you just when you have that in a booth and you carry that forward. That's we just complained this week about how Romo doesn't have it for us anymore. How Brady's gotten better, and you listen to like. You know, Ian Eagle and Trent Green. They have,
Ian and Charles Davis.
Kevin Harlan and Trent Green. It's just like uncanny. Like Trent knows, like when he's going, he's just like, do it.
Yeah.
Right?
They're great and together.
Fantastic.
And then they added Bruce Arians for that 1 year. And I remember Dick Vermeil telling us on the air, he goes, I don't know why they're adding that guy. They don't need him. And it's true because Kevin and Trent are so good together.
Right. And I mean, like you take these announcers sometimes for granted. You know, you talk about how, you know, some people might be taking this Chiefs season for granted, but it's like there were times when I was a kid that my dad was so into the jinx that if the Chiefs were down like 14-3 in the third quarter, he's like, let's go to the car. And he'd turn on the radio and it'd be Mitch Holtis. Because like that's where he knew he felt comfort and he knew that that would switch it. And almost every time it changed. Or we got to the point before the delay in TV, no TV volume, just radio.
Just radio volume. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. People love that. And, you know, you mentioned Bob Davis, and there had not been a lot said about Bob recently. But he, let me tell you, first of all, great human being, right? Love Bob Davis with all of my heart. Mm-hmm. As a broadcaster, I don't know that I've ever been more excited listening to anything than Bob Davis calling Kansas basketball.
Oh,
I mean, when there's a big three, swish, good!
Yeah.
I mean, and even the final call in Allen Fieldhouse against Missouri, where everybody claims it was a foul, but it was a clear block by Thomas Robinson. Clear as the day is long, a block by Thomas Robinson.
You think his dad still ran the clock chain?
No, that was not his dad. That was
his uncle.
But no, it wasn't his uncle. It was somebody else's uncle. It was uncle, because I remember going up to the rafters at Sprint Center during the Big 12 and interviewing that guy years ago. Uncle, it wasn't Uncle Rico.
No, he can throw it over the mountains.
Uncle Anthony, I think the guy's name uncle may have Tony. Been. And I forget whose uncle he was. Somebody on the text line, I don't remember who that was. Mm-hmm. But Bob Davis, nobody calls the big call better, in my opinion, than Bob Davis. That Thomas Robinson clean block against Missouri. Block, 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 block. Like, I mean, if you can't get excited, even if you're a Missouri fan, about a Bob Davis call, then you just don't have it running through you, because that guy hit the big call better than anybody in the history of broadcasting. And that's no knock against anybody. Bob Davis just brought that extra level that I miss Bob Davis on the radio dearly, man.
There's not a lot of people that can fill the shoes of the ones before. Imagine filling Vin Scully's shoes.
Oh, no.
Imagine you got to fill Wayne Seldon.
Wayne Seldon's uncle. That's who it was. Yeah.
They're like nine texts came in, all from different numbers.
But the Vin Scully one has been filled by Joe Davis.
Right.
I think he does a nice job. But I mean,
to me, nobody filled in somebody else's shoes better than Mitch Holtis filling in
for Kevin Harlan. What a transition! I
mean, some people don't even know Kevin Harlan announced for the Chiefs.
Right.
Yeah.
You go from Grigsby to Kevin Harlan to Mitch Holtis. I mean, like that's a hell of a run right there too.
And if you wanted to, somebody asked on the text line. Kevin Gallagher is the guy's name. It's at KevG163. He has a video up. It's about 4 minutes long of the January 16th, 1994-93 AFC divisional season with Marty Schottenheimer audio and Kevin Harlan audio. It is bone chilling. Uncle Ben apparently was his name.
Yeah, if you want to look at anything from the history of the NFL, this guy is like some sort of NFL, I don't know, TV historian, NFL historian with video. It's great.
It's at KevG163. The video's out there. I can retweet it. I think I actually did last night. If you want to watch it, it will give you that sort of run through a brick wall sort of attitude. Coming up on the other.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The side, we get to our Richards of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.